Now, let's discuss some of the changes you may have to deal with. Some may be temporary, others ongoing. Let's listen to a conversation in a four-men-only session of a support group.
Changes related to cancer can be hard to accept. Can anyone give an example of a life change brought about by their disease?
I had a disappointment just last weekend. My 9-year-old grandson and I were planning to go to a cabin on the lake to fish. But as the trip got closer, I realized I didn't have my usual strength or energy. I worried about being responsible for an energetic little boy. I finally asked my brother Joe to go with us. He agreed. He and my grandson had a great time, but I felt like a third wheel. At least I didn't have to cancel the trip, disappoint my grandson, but I wonder if I'll ever be able to do all the things with him that I'd planned.
What I hate is not being able to do things to help my wife. She says she can manage fine, but I feel embarrassed and useless when I can't help with even the small things around the house.
I can really relate to that. We have a wood stove, and every fall we get a load of wood and I split it and stack it. Last fall, I was sure I could pace myself by doing some every day. But on the second day, I felt weak and off balance. Now we have the wood board already split, and the man who brings it stacks it. I feel cheated not being able to do it, but it's good to save my energy for things that are really fun and important.
This story is a little different. I've always been the strong one in our family. I was raised to control my emotions, but since I've had this disease, I'm emotional all the time. When the doctor told me last week I might need to change my chemotherapy again, it was all I could do not to cry in his office. I broke down in the car in front of my wife. She was the strong one that day. It seemed like our roles have reversed, and I feel I'm letting her down.
That's how I felt since I had to take early retirement. I was a truck driver, drove a big rig, and it got so I simply couldn't do it physically after my diagnosis. I retired 5 years earlier than planned. That leaves my wife as the breadwinner. She's been great about it, but I feel like I'm not holding up my end of the bargain. It's caused some financial issues, too.
All of you have had situations where your lives have had to change. I heard two major themes. One was what we call role change or role reversal. The other might be termed living with uncertainty, not knowing enough about the future to plan for it the way you'd like. In families and the workplace, each of us assumes roles. Some are fixed, like the role of father or husband. Others can change, like when you get a promotion or change jobs. Sometimes we can plan for changes and are happy when they occur. Other times, like Stan, having to take early retirement, the change seems out of our control, like it's forced on us. We almost always resist forced change. It makes us angry, doesn't seem fair. Yet when we look back on it, the change might actually have had a positive side. For example, in Jim's situation, his brother got to know his great-nephew better and enjoyed spending some unexpected time with Jim. Also, maybe Jim's wife was relieved he could finally express his emotions. And Stan, maybe your wife likes that you're home and able to help around the house or keep her company in the evenings.
Not all change is bad. Much of it can be useful, even positive. What's hard is getting used to the change. Most of our roles are comfortable. We know what's expected of us and how to perform. Role change brings with it uncertainty. And role reversal, when someone takes our role and maybe we take theirs, can feel like it doesn't fit. We don't like it and just want things the same as they were. Cancer can bring about permanent changes, like Stan stopping working. The goal after a cancer diagnosis is to get back to normal, but most often, a new normal must evolve so you and your loved ones can move forward. We always have to live with some uncertainty. We can't be certain about the economy, our jobs, or even the weather. But cancer brings with it a heightened sense of uncertainty, and it may take years for you and your family to feel safe again, to be able to plan for the future with confidence. Living with such uncertainty can have a negative impact on communication and functioning. If you feel you or your family are having trouble talking about your problems, you might listen to the Cancer Survival Toolbox program about communicating and the program called First Steps. It may also be useful to seek assistance from your healthcare team or a social worker or other mental health professional. Similarly, if you're feeling depressed or anxious due to changes you must make, seek help. Try a support group or a cancer-related community activity or program. Or look for individual or family counseling. A few meetings with someone skilled in counseling people with cancer can help you link your cancer experience to the problem-solving skills you've always used. He or she can help you remember how you successfully dealt with change and challenges during other times in your life, and can help you use the skills and strengths you already have to move beyond the current situation. If your cancer is causing financial problems, seek help there too. A meeting with a financial advisor can go a long way. The Toolbox program, Finding Ways to Pay for Care, may also be helpful. You can't alter the fact that you've been diagnosed with CLL, but you can adapt to and manage the life changes required to live as fully as possible.